ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन्वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते प्राप्त काञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Over the last few days, I've been speaking about our Sankirtan mission. And one of the questions that I'm regularly asked is how to maintain our enthusiasm to go on in the Sankirtan movement. Now, obviously, it's not an easy thing to go out day after day to meet people, many of who don't want to take these books, and to go on giving them books. But if someone can do that, that is a sign of transcendental realization. That is a sign of depth of understanding. That despite all discouragement, they were discouraged in so many ways by so many people. He knows what needs to be done and does it. There are many examples in history, but they went on great preachers regardless. We see Narad Muni. He did something which no one would have agreed was a good thing. He did something which no one would agree was a good thing. Daksha was a most respected person within human society. And he was acting under instruction from Brahma in propagating suns to fill the universe. So he begot so many suns, 1,000 suns, 10,000 suns, called the Haryashvas and the Shavalashvas. And as a good responsible parent, he sent them away to practice Brahmacharya, so that they could also become pious gentlemen and to continue to populate the universe. But Narad Muni went against all the norms of conventional religion.
Narad Muni восстал против всех норм обычной общепринятой религии.
and went and preached to them. To forget about being pious people of this material world. And instead, employ your austerities in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. And instead, employ your austerities in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. So, in this way, he spoiled the family life of Daksha. By sending all his sons back to Godhead. For which Daksha was not very pleased with him. And quite righteously so, quite righteously also, so it seemed. That Daksha was acting in a most responsible way, filling up the universe with sons. And this fanatic devotee, Narad Muni, comes along and, again, without even consulting him, sends his, all his sons back to God. You got it? So Daksha wasn't very happy and he cursed Narad. But Narad went on with his job. Narad Muni bhajai vina radhika ramana name. Narad Muni simply travels all over the universe and plays his Veena instrument. Chants the holy name of the Lord. And delivers people back home, back to Godhead. And many people don't like him, but he goes on with his job. He never stops. We see also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So many people were against him. Even some of his so-called godbrothers. Of course, he had no actual godbrothers, but there were many followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who were like godbrothers. So when he started giving Brahmin initiation to people who were not born in Brahmin families, many people protested, including his so-called godbrothers.
Когда он начал давать брахманическую инициацию тем, кто не был гражданин брахманических семей, многие его так называемые братья боги были против.
And the caste Goswamis, they hated him.
И кастовые Госвами ненавидели его.
They tried to kill him. They actually made a plot to kill him.
Они хотели убить его. Действительно, они делали попытки убить его.
We see also Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He also He had no support, no encouragement. He was sitting in Vrindavan writing his articles. Very strongly condemning material life. But no one cared for him. A few people gave some donation to print his back to Godhead.
And even after he started this movement, he went through so many difficulties.
Some of his disciples turned against him. They fought with each other. They misrepresented him. They were irresponsible. But still, Prabhupada went on pushing the Sankirtan movement. So this is the great motto of the Sankirtan devotee. Keep on going. Don't be swayed by the material energy. Maya is always trying to take away our enthusiasm. Especially from the preachers. Because the preachers are going out to fight Maya.
Потому что проповедники выходят, чтобы сразиться с Майя.
So Maya has her kind of psychological warfare.
Майя — это психологический враг.
Do you know what this is, psychological warfare? Us?
Знаете, что такое психологическая война?
That means just like in a war, one side makes a radio broadcast.
Во время войны вражеская сторона делает радиопередачи.
In the language of their enemy.
На языке врага.
Trying to convince the people of the other side that their leaders are corrupt, they're exploiting them, and try to undermine their confidence.
Пытаясь сказать, что их лидеры подкупны и пытаются подорвать их веру.
In so many ways, they may say you have no hope of winning this war. You should just surrender, or you'll all be killed.
Они используют разные способы, говоря, что вам нужно сдаться, вас убьют.
And they will praise the other side how actually when they're helping your own, they're helping your people, whereas your own leaders are exploiting them.
Говорят, что ваши руководители вас эксплуатируют.
In this way, they try to undermine the confidence of the opponents.
Таким образом, они пытаются подорвать веру своих противников.
So in the same way, Maya is trying to take away our conviction and our enthusiasm to go on preaching.
Таким образом, Майя пытается подорвать наш энтузиазм и желание продолжать проповедь.
Therefore, we should not listen to the voice of Maya.
И поэтому нам не следует слушать голоса Майи.
We should listen to the voice of Krishna.
Нам следует слушать голос Кришны.
What is the voice of Krishna?
Что такое голос Кришны?
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
In which Krishna, he gives all the reasons to Arjuna, who doesn't want to fight, why he must fight.
Где Кришна объясняет Арджуне, почему ему следует сражаться.
So this preaching, distributing books, that is fighting against Maya.
Это проповедь, распространение книг, это война Майя.
And the best book for the book distributors to read to always remain enthusiastic and encouraged is Bhagavad Gita as it is.
И лучшая книга для проповедников, чтобы продолжать проповедь, это Бхагавад Гита, как она есть.
All right, now I'm going to read from a Prabhupada letter written in
1974.
He had just received some news of many, many books being distributed in Los Angeles. Prabhupada wrote, "This kind of wonderful news is very pleasing to my heart. And I thank you all again and again." Imagine getting a letter from Prabhupada like that. Imagine you getting a letter from Prabhupada like this. Then your life is successful. Prabhupada is directly saying, "I'm very pleased with you. And I thank you again and again." Every day we're singing, "Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasada nagati katopi." By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, and if the spiritual master is not satisfied, there's no way to satisfy God.
Каждый день мы поем, когда удовлетворяем духовного учителя, удовлетворяем Господа. И если духовный учитель недоволен Господь.
So here is the spirit Yugacharya, spiritual master of the age, spiritual master of the entire world, Srila Prabhupada, writing, "I'm very pleased, I thank you all again and again."
А здесь Yugacharya, Ачарья всего века, сам Шрила Прабхупада, пишет, "Я благодарю вас вновь и вновь."
So we can go on distributing books and Prabhupada will be pleased.
Поэтому мы можем продолжать распространять книги, и Прабхупада будет доволен.
You want to please Srila Prabhupada?
Хотите удовлетворить Шрила Прабхупада?
Well, there are many things that please Srila Prabhupada, but one thing which very clearly gives him great pleasure is distribution of his books.
Есть много способов удовлетворить Шрила Прабхупаду, но самое главное – это распространять книги.
I think this is the Prabhupada writes. I think this is the first time in history that ever before so many religious books have sold so popularly.
Прабхупада продолжает писать, это впервые в истории, что эти книги, такие книги распространяются так популярно.
Actually, it's a fact the Bible has been distributed in huge numbers in so many languages.
Bible was printed in
huge. It's been distributed in huge quantities in many, many languages.
Также Библия распространялась в больших количествах на многих, многих языках.
But not sold.
Но не так.
Actually, it's a fact that Prabhupada's books, no books have been sold like this in history. We are not just giving books away, we're selling them. Prabhupada wanted the books sold. Of course, sometimes we may give them away. But generally, he wanted them sold. He gave the idea that if people give it some money, then they'll be more inclined to take it seriously. If you get something free, then your tendency is just to throw it away. But if you have to pay something, then you'll feel, oh, well, at least I should look at it, seeing as I paid some money for it. You're not going to throw it away because you paid some money for it. Actually, that happened in Hong Kong at one point. They found it very, very difficult to distribute books. But Hong Kong is a great place. It's one of the world centers of business. So the devotees arranged for some business, and then they were giving away books free. But they found dozens of books thrown away. So it wasn't... people were not taking it very seriously. Prabhupada wanted the books paid for. Generally, he wanted them paid for. First time in history, ever was 4,000 books in one day is a very unique figure. Yeah. Has your temple done 4,000 books in a day yet?
Yeah.
You did? In a year? So you have to improve 365 times. Keep distributing as many as possible in huge quantities. This is my pleasure. Prabhupada is making it very clear. See, Prabhupada, he was traveling all over the world preaching. But at night, when everyone else was sleeping, what was he doing translating his books? He took it so much seriously. Even one time, he wrote that, my traveling all over the world and preaching, I can stop that, but I can't stop my translation of books because this is my main service to my spiritual master. So this is a letter to an individual devotee. But we can take it as an instruction to ourselves also, a general instruction to all devotees. Keep distributing as many books as possible in huge quantities. Huge quantities. Another time Prabhupada gave the idea, fill the temple up with books. Then the devotees won't have any place to stay. So if they want to sleep at night, they're going to have to clear the space by distributing the books. So this is a good way to make sure there's some book distribution. Jai Tulsi Devi. Prabhupada writes, we must make a large propaganda program for Krishna consciousness by distributing these books everywhere, all over the world. Yeah, Prabhupada wanted these books distributed all over the world. When he said all over the world, that time Russia, China, so many countries we couldn't go to. But Prabhupada was thinking somehow or other we have to distribute books in these countries also. This was revolutionary. Even the American government couldn't think of distributing books in Russia and China. With all their facilities and billions of dollars, They couldn't think how to distribute books of any their propaganda books in Russia and China.
И даже американское правительство со своими миллиардами долларов не могли распространять свою литературу здесь в России или в Китае.
With all their intricate spy networks, they couldn't think of doing such a thing.
Со всей своей шпионажем и так далее, они не могли распространять свои книги.
And here we are, the little Hare Krishna movement, and we want to distribute books in the communist countries.
А здесь маленькое движение Хари Кришны, мы распространяем книги в коммунистических странах.
Prabhupada told one of his disciples to go to Russia, preach in China. Go to Russia, go to China, preach in China.
Прабхупада посылал одного своего ученика проповедовать в Китае.
That time it was absolutely impossible.
Все времена это было абсолютно невозможно.
No American ever went to China under any circumstances.
Ни один американец тогда не приезжал в Китай ни при каких обстоятельствах.
It was completely closed.
Она была абсолютно закрыта.
So Prabhupada said, somehow or other you arrange for my books to go in China.
Но Прабхупада говорил, как-нибудь организуйте, чтобы мои книги были в Китае.
Those books, they will have their effect.
Чтобы они получили эти книги.
So now this Sankirtan, this has gone everywhere.
А теперь эта Санкиртана побывала везде.
These books have been distributed in the Muslim world.
Эти книги распространялись в мусульманских странах.
To the Eskimos.
Эскимосам.
In the Amazon jungle.
Амазонки, джунглях.
In the concrete jungles, the big cities of the world.
И в крупных городах мира.
Where the people are savages dressed in suits.
Разным людям.
Getting what I'm saying? All over Africa.
По всей Африке.
Everywhere this Sankirtan movement is going on.
Повсюду.
Communists were expert at making propaganda.
Он обратил внимание, как коммунисты проводят пропаганду.
Prabhupada wrote, just like the communists, they are very expert in distributing their literature, their propaganda. At the present moment, they are distributing their literature here in India. In 9 different languages. And it is quite effective. So Prabhupada noted, communists are good at making propaganda. How? By distributing books. So, if they can distribute books, we can also distribute books. It's effective. Therefore, Prabhupada writes, we must print hundreds and thousands of books. And distribute them at the same speed. And thus we will have a great effect on the mass population of Europe and America. If we can get the masses in the Western countries, like Europe and America, to become Krishna conscious, then all the rest of the world will follow. That is a fact. So please, I beg you, continue distributing my books in this way. And Krishna will pour his blessings on you all. So here Prabhupada is writing, I beg you, continue distributing my books. Prabhupada is writing, I beg you, please distribute my books. Generally we approach the spiritual master, we beg for his blessings, for his mercy. But here Prabhupada is writing, I beg you, please distribute these books. Now, normally the spiritual master doesn't beg anything from the disciples, he orders them. But here Srila Prabhupada is begging his disciples, please distribute these books. Of course, he can also order, distribute these books.
But he knows it may be a difficult order to follow.
Но он понимает, что это может быть трудный приказ по исполнению.
It requires great surrender to go on distributing these books day after day. That's a fact.
Это требует большой преданности распространять книги день за днем. Это факт.
So one way or the other, Prabhupada is trying to induce his followers to go on distributing these books.
Поэтому так или иначе Прабхупада убеждает учеников продолжать распространять книги.
Even Lord Chaitanya wrote, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the personality of Godhead himself, he said that I need helpers to spread this Krishna consciousness.
Даже Чайтанья Махапрабху говорил о том, что мне нужны последователи, помощники, чтобы распространять эту миссию.
Of course, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do anything he likes by himself.
Конечно, Чайтанья Махапрабху может делать все сам.
But taking the part of an ordinary person, he said that I need others to help me spread this Krishna consciousness.
И все-таки он говорит, мне нужна помощь, чтобы распространять это движение Кришны.
Actually, that is his mercy.
Действительно, это его милость.
By engaging others in the Sankirtan movement, he gives them a chance to become purified.
Давая возможность присоединиться к движению Кришны, он дает возможность очиститься.
So in the same way, Prabhupada is personally, transcendentally powerful enough to spread Krishna consciousness all by himself.
И поэтому Прабхупада уполномочен был распространить сознание Кришны сам.
But he's giving us a chance to help him.
Но он дает нам возможность помочь ему.
Prabhupada said many times that this Krishna conscious movement will spread to every town and village in the world.
Прабхупада говорил, это движение сознания Кришны распространится по всем городам и деревням мира.
Because it is predicted by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Потому что это предсказано Господом Кришной Чайтанья Махапрабху.
So we can join in this Sankirtan mission.
И поэтому мы можем присоединиться к миссии Санкиртана.
That is mercy on us.
Это милость нам.
If we join in, we get a share of the mercy.
Если мы присоединимся, мы получим милость.
If we don't take part in this Sankirtan movement, it will go on.
А если нет, будем продолжать.
If we don't take the mercy, someone else will take it.
Если мы не возьмем милость, кто-нибудь другой возьмет.
Because certainly this movement will spread to every town and village in the world.
Потому что, конечно, это движение распространится по всем деревням и городам мира.
But we are being given a chance to share in the nectar.
Но нам дана возможность принять участие.
Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, they're giving us a chance to take part in this great Sankirtan mission.
Шрила Прабхупада и Господь Чайтанья дали нам возможность принять участие в этой миссии Санкиртана.
As if they are dependent on us.
Как будто они зависят от нас.
They are not dependent on us, we are dependent on them.
Они не зависят от нас, мы зависим от них.
But if we become enthusiastic to help spread this Sankirtan mission, then Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas and Prabhupada, they reciprocate with us.
Если мы примем участие в этом движении Санкиртана, Шрила Прабхупада и все предыдущие Ачарьи ответят нам.
So, when we need some boost for our enthusiasm, then we can always think of these words of Srila
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada says, I beg you, continue distributing my books in this way. And Krishna will pour his blessings on you all. So let us remember these words.
Давайте будем помнить эти слова.
As we go on with our Sankirtan activities.
В то время, когда продолжаем деятельность Санкиртана.
Day after day, year after year.
День за днем, год за годом.
Giving out the mercy.
Давай милость.
Giving out the nectar.
Давай нектар.
Does everyone want to come inside? There's space here.
Пожалуйста, проходите, здесь есть место.
Now here's another letter from Prabhupada.
Вот другое письмо от Прабхупады.
That we saw Prabhupada from the physical point of view, he was an old man.
Мы видели Прабхупаду с материальной точки зрения, он был старичком.
But he was active, much more active even than many men much younger than him.
Но он был активен, гораздо более активен, чем люди более молодого возраста.
How is that possible?
Как это возможно?
Did Prabhupada have some special yoga exercises to keep him young.
Разве Прабхупада делал какие-то йоговские упражнения для поддержания молодости?
Or did he have some special Ayurvedic medicine?
Или у него было какое-то особое аюрведическое лекарство?
Or some special diet?
Или какая-то особая диета?
No.
Нет.
Prabhupada was acting completely on the spiritual platform.
Прабхупада действовал совершенно на духовном уровне.
And he was getting enthusiasm from diving and surfacing in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Prabhupada wrote in one letter, when I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man. It is a very good report that the printers are surprised at our sales figures. Yeah, the printers we were printing books with in America, they couldn't believe how many books we were printing.
Когда рабочие типографии печатали книги, они никак не могли поверить количеству книг, которые они печатали.
I remember one year it came in the Sankirtan newsletter that they printed one book, 1 million Bhagavad Gitas at the beginning of the year.
Так вот в начале года они опубликовали 1 миллион Бхагавад Гиты.
And then before the year was out, they ordered another 1.5 million. Before the end of the year, they ordered another 1.5 million.
И до конца года они опубликовали 1.5 миллиона книг.
And at the same time they're printing 1.5 million Bhagavad Gita, they're printing 2 million perfection of yoga. And it required like several train loads of paper just for our printing order. So the printers were surprised. They thought we were just some funny people with some hair sticking out the back.
And
here we are putting in an order of millions of dollars worth of books to be printed. And printing 1 million books in a year, and then before the year is finished, come back and say, we need some more. So this is ecstasy. If you see the BBT go downs, if you ever go to the BBT warehouses, maybe you see in Moscow, I've seen in different countries, it's a very powerful, inspiring effect to see huge piles of books.
Представьте громадные кучи книг.
Just so many books.
Такое количество.
And all the time books coming in, going out.
Постоянно книги вносят.
And you go to the BBT office and see these books being translated, these books being printed.
И служащие говорят, эти книги переведены, эти книги опубликованы.
We need another few hundred thousand of this book for the marathon.
Нам нужно еще несколько тысяч таких книг на марафон.
Prabhupada said that BBT, ISKCON is my body and the BBT is like my heart.
Prabhupada говорил, ISKCON мое тело, а BBT как мое сердце.
So the heart pumps blood to the body.
Сердце прикачивает кровь для тела.
So the BBT pumps books into ISKCON.
BBT прикачивает книги для ISKCON.
And the Lakshmi collections, they are just like the blood.
А сбор Лакшми это подобно крови.
So the ISKCON devotees, they sell the books and they send the Lakshmi back to the BBT, and the BBT sends it back out to the temples in the form of books. This way the heart is always beating. Beating the Brihat Mridanga. Just like a doctor, he feels your pulse. How are you healthy? So if we feel the books are going out, then we know everything is healthy. There may be some problem, this problem, that problem, another problem. But as long as the books are going out, the preaching is going on, the kirtan is going on, then more or less everything's okay. This is the real problem. Sometimes devotees complain, well, there's this problem and that problem.
Иногда преданные жалуются, такая проблема, другая проблема.
But the real problem in our temples is if the books are not going out fast.
Но истинная проблема в наших храмах, что книги не распространяются быстро.
And if someone doesn't like someone else, that's not a problem.
Но а если кто-то не здоров, в этом нет проблемы.
It just means they're in Maya, that's all.
Это значит, что он в Майе, вот и все.
In the whole material world, everyone is envious of everybody else. In the whole material world, everybody is envious of everybody else. So in our temples, if someone is also making some politics like this, that means they're just in Maya, that's all. But the real problem is if the books are not going out.
No
other problem. If this preaching mood is very strong, then actually there won't be other problems.
И если проповедническое движение сильно, никаких проблем не будет.
And you'll find that devotees will be happy to live in all kinds of circumstances.
И вы увидите, что преданные довольны жить в любых условиях.
If the preaching mood is kept strong, the devotees will get a higher taste, then they won't have all these imaginary problems.
Если хорошо идет санкиртана, то у преданных не будет времени на эти воображаемые проблемы.
Therefore, this sankirtan, preaching, book distribution, it's all auspicious in all ways.
Поэтому это распространение санкиртаны, распространение книг благоприятно во всех отношениях.
It's beneficial for the public who don't have any knowledge of Krishna, who need to be informed about Krishna.
И это несет благо общественности, которая не знает ничего о Кришне.
And it's beneficial for the devotees also.
И это благоприятно также и для преданных.
If we don't preach strongly, if we don't distribute books, we all just get in Maya, that's all.
Если мы не будем распространять книги, мы окажемся в Майе, вот и все.
Isn't that a fact?
Разве это не так?
If the preaching mood is strong, then we're all blissful, happy, no problems. And if it's not, then all of a sudden we find we have so many problems which we never knew we had before. We just invent them. So in our movement, good management means to keep the preaching mood strong.
В нашем движении хороший менеджмент значит поддерживать сильную санкиртану.
There are so many other things also.
Конечно, есть очень много других вещей.
Seeing the deity worship goes on nicely.
Смотреть, чтобы хорошо проходило служение божеству.
Keeping everything clean.
Чтобы все было в чистоте.
Keeping the accounts in order. Keeping the accounts.
Чтобы счет был такой бухгалтерский.
Seeing the devotees are fully engaged.
Чтобы все преданные были заняты.
Seeing the devotees are following the principles, attending the programs.
Чтобы преданные следовали принципам, посещали программы.
So there are so many factors to management.
Очень много вещей для менеджмента.
But preaching is the essence.
Но проповедь это суть.
If the sankirtan mood is kept strong.
Если дух санкиртаны силен.
In the temple, if the mood is there, let us do sankirtan, let us distribute books, let us preach.
Давайте распространять книги, давайте проповедовать.
Then automatically the devotees will be blissful.
Тогда автоматически преданные будут в блаженстве.
You won't need to have devotees' rights, women's rights, children's rights, dogs' rights, cats' rights. You won't need all these things.
Вам не нужны эти права детей, права собак, права женщин.
Translate that? All right. Just everyone will be demanding that. Give me the chance also to preach. Then we know our temple is strong. Then another quote from a letter. If our books are distributed nationwide, that is the success of our movement. Prabhupada wanted a full set of his books in every home in America. So same way, you should try for a full set of Prabhupada's books in every home in Russia. Or at least if you can't think of all of Russia, you can think of all of
Yaroslavl.
Some of you are from other towns also? Anyone from any other town? From where? Lipetsk? Rigitz? Rybinsk? You're from? Volgada?
Vologda.
We're going there tomorrow. So wherever you are, just think. how to spread Krishna consciousness in your area. Wherever you are, try to influence others. The best way is to distribute Prabhupada's books.
But
anyway, somehow or other, you try to spread Krishna consciousness to others. You try to give Krishna consciousness to others. At least you try to speak to some people every day something about Krishna. Remembering Lord Chaitanya's formula, wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. I'll take some questions now. Then at 7 o'clock we'll have RT, is that the time? And then, after some people wanted to meet me also, I was told some.
Is that,
someone told me? Alright, then after they can meet me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, any questions, please?
Sometimes the devotee go distributing books for a week, but only a little book is distributed, and he is discouraged, and thinks maybe I'll distribute prasadam. How can he convince his mind to go on distributing books, but not prasadam?
Well, distributing prasadam is also good, it's not bad. But there's no doubt Prabhupada emphasized on book distribution. Distributing prasad is much easier, that's for sure. It requires much more strength of mind to distribute books. To go on distributing books even when it's difficult requires great sense of dedication. Many years ago I was on traveling Sankirtan in England. We were a party of three brahmacharis. And myself and one other devotee, we were distributing lots of books. We were in ecstasy every day, lots of books. And the other devotee who was with us was going out every day, all day, and only distributing a few books. He was trying very hard, but he was struggling. He found it very difficult. But he didn't complain and he didn't give up. And he kept on going out month after month after month. But sometimes he would just express his frustration a little bit. Say, I'm just once every like 10 days or so, he would say, I'm trying so hard, but I can hardly distribute any books. So we could understand that he was really trying, but he just wasn't getting the results. But he was obviously very sincere. Anyway, after some time, I left England and I went to preach in India. But after some time, I saw on the Sankirtan newsletter, week after week, top distributor in the world my friend Medhavi Das. He kept on trying very sincerely, even though he found it very difficult. And after almost a year, it must have been like this, Krishna revealed to him some mercy and he started to distribute so many books. Then after that, he was transferred to South Africa. And for many years he was collecting, he was the top collector for building that wonderful temple in Durban, South Africa. So I would say that if we are sincere and determined and patient, then gradually Krishna will surely reveal to us how to distribute many, many books.
Another question.
Some devotees had distributed many books for some period of time, but now because of sublime distractions, they can't do now.
That's the test.
It's a test.
Now we're going to see in Russia who is really dedicated to book distribution. Because previously in Russia, selling books was like selling cream cakes.
Потому что раньше в России распространение книг было как распространение пирожных.
You just had to put a book table and people would come and buy them.
Мы сделаем это, люди придут и купят.
Now it's difficult.
А теперь это трудно.
People, they don't want to buy. Not so easy.
Люди не хотят покупать, не так-то просто.
So that's the same situation that it's been in most countries of the world, like America, England, Germany, for many, many years.
Такая же ситуация была в таких странах, как Америка, Германия, Англия много лет назад.
So now we'll see who's really dedicated to book distribution.
Теперь мы посмотрим, кто действительно предан распространению книг.
There's a saying in English, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Can you translate that?
Есть такая пословица на английском.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. It means when things become difficult, those who are really determined, then they become more enthusiastic. Just like the Kshatriyas of old days, they used to like to fight. They, in a fight, they would choose. They would like to fight with a more difficult opponent. That was their pleasure, the challenge. So we'll see who's actually a strong devotee.
Nowadays people are interested in eating and medicine.
Nowadays. And since time immemorial, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They're always interested in eating. It's not something new.
And if Prabhu sells medicine on great sum, can he give some book in addition?
Yeah, you can also do that.
Можете?
If you're going to sell medicine and give some free books, of course it's a good thing to do. Distributing his books pleases him, of course. But if you sell $1 million of medicine and distribute 3 books, that won't please him so much. If you're going to do something big, you have to do something big for Krishna. There is a... Sometimes we see devotees, they do some whatever they're doing, and they put for Prabhupada. They say, I'm doing this for Prabhupada. Whatever it may be, it's their own plan, and they put for Prabhupada on the end of it. So you have to see, actually, is it for Prabhupada? If we can consider what Prabhupada actually wants. One thing.